This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Is there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
This is WA2, if I'm making a repeater, Jeff. Good evening.
KA2ZNZ. Okay, there's two quick ones right there, so we'll start at the top with WA2U, John. Good evening. I hope to catch you guys this weekend up there on the 210 repeater when I can finally reach it again up there at camp. At least that's my plan anyway. What's going on tonight?
Well, not a whole lot, WA2U, Jeff. Canty and I are just trying to stay cool, calm, and collect. The temperature's up, the humidity's up, and I guess we're supposed to get some cooler weather. Jack, I didn't hang up, and I have no idea what's going on with the phone system now. It's kind of crazy. But anyways, Jack and I were chatting about a new weather station. By the way, I guess the Watertown repeater's back up 855-255. I guess that's old news, but I noticed that in scanning the other day. So, interesting band conditions. Last night I could hardly hear the repeater, but that's the way it goes with 2 meters, you know. So, I guess we're going to have a maybe a little bit cooler temperatures, which will be good for people. And so I'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. The garden likes it, though. The garden's doing well. Kathy's been out picking, snow peas and beans and what else? We've had some spinach, so all is good. And we'll say good evening to everyone. WAT, over to you, Jeff.
Okay, John. Yeah, that's what they're saying. We're going to get a little break from this heat. And, boy, I'll be happy. As a matter of fact, it's supposed to happen right around here this weekend, when I understand. So I'll have a nice cool one up in there at camp, and maybe even have to get the wood stove going. Yeah, we had the same experience here in the garden, though. We didn't plant any peas or beans this year. We didn't do it, because most of the time nobody around the house here wants to eat them. I'm the only one who does, and I just can't eat as much as I plant there. So, but yeah, well, I just picked some squash there, yellow squash. Yeah, just yesterday, and we got a bunch of mustard growing too, and that can be picked at pretty much any time right now. I see there's some tomatoes out there on the vine. They got a ways to go yet, but they're out there. And yeah, that heat definitely did wonders for anything that you might be growing. All right, John. If we don't see you here on the repeater this weekend, we'll probably catch you over there on the 210. Friday or Saturday. So. All right, K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Yeah, hi, Jeff. Everybody been on board? Yeah, John, I don't know what's going on either. I haven't had a problem with the line at all, so I really don't know. In fact, I was just talking to somebody else beforehand, before you called. Okay, so anyways, John and I have known each other for many, many years. But anyways, we got 72.9. We did get up into the high 80s again today. And I would welcome some cooler temperatures, that's for sure. We got one shower tonight that dropped about 2/10 in about 10 minutes. So if it had lasted, it would have been a downpour for a while. But it didn't. So that's about it. Don't have an awful lot of news. Just 73s all around. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack. Well, we'll see what happens here. I'm really looking forward to some cooler weather. Not cold. Just a little, take some of this humidity out of the air, and I'll be perfectly happy. Although I'm happy anyway, because we don't have to shovel any of this. So that's fine, pretty much whatever we can get. Anyway, thanks for checking in, Jack. We'll catch up to you later. KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
WA2OFK.
KB2EIL.
Okay, we got two more there. WA2AFK, good evening, my grandfather there, Harry. What's going on tonight?
Listening to TV and the radio and reading a few books. I'm reading a book and working on that. Other than that, not doing much of anything this evening. Had a busy day today, and so that's the way things went. It's warmed up pretty good. I don't really care for it, but I also don't like cold weather either. So, yes, that's about all I got to say here. This is WA2OFK.
Okay, well, thanks for checking in, and stay cool in the air conditioning over there. All right. We'll stop in here this week and visit a little bit. Okay, KB2DIL. I'm trying to remember, it was Charlie or Chuck or something like that. It's been a while. What's going on tonight?
KB2DIL, Chuck in Baldwinsville. Not much going on, just trying to stay cool. Got the fan going out here in the shed, which is the radio room. My wife put me out here. It's all right. Just sitting, watching my computer update itself, which takes forever. I had the radio and scan, and when that popped up, I really jumped in and said hello. I too don't like the hot weather. If it was 75 all year round, I'd be happy. Other than that, not much else going on. Back to you. KB2DIL.
Okay, Chuck. Well, have fun there in the shed there. The wife stuck you out there. And, you know, hopefully that fan works. So, all right, we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
WA2.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I just wanted to say a quick hello to Harry before he runs away there. WA2FK. I remember I used to check in with him on Friday mornings on the New England weather, that way back when we used to do the Sky One with K2D, Delta Quebec, Papa, Bill Schmidt, and a few other ones. So good old New England weather that on 3905. Just wanted to say hi to Harry there. This is John, WA2U3M2DCI. So thanks, Jeff, and hi to Chuck and the rest of the crew. WA2U listening up.
Okay, John, it's KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, as for myself, got up early today and work, and spent some time there playing around with my daughter there, and then we did some stuff here in the garden, cooked up a little dinner, and got a little more work here to do tonight, and then off to bed to repeat it all again tomorrow. So, not a very eventful day. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank John, Jack, Harry, and Chuck for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
Bravo Whiskey X-ray, anyone else? WAQ for the United County Traffic Emergency Net Octane, which is this evening on 147.240. Any stations with or without traffic on WAQ? Okay, nothing heard. Thanks for the use receiver. Thanks to those that checked in. WAQ now returning back to net frequency. WAQ. Have a good evening.